recording Simply Us.
Yeah.
This is episode 47, and I'm Victoria.
And I'm Rob.
We apologize for the delay. I know some people have been waiting for our episode.
Yeah, last weekend was just insane.
Can you briefly explain
that? So, nothing happened. Well, I was scheduled to be off on Saturday, so we were going to record, and I was going to work on editing and mixing and mixing. There's no mixing to do. Anyway, I was going to do all the production stuff, like the post-recording stuff to get the episode ready over the course of like Saturday afternoon and whatever, and, you know, get it posted on Sunday like normal. But at 7:30, when I was sitting down trying to do our taxes, I get a phone call from my boss that my coworker was sick. So I had to go in and work a 10-hour day on a Saturday that I was scheduled off.
Oh, joy.
Now, mind you, I didn't actually work all 10 hours. I did leave 2 hours early, but that's because I was mad and because, quite frankly, there was nothing for me to do.
You had no work.
I had no work, and I was getting tired of the fact that the long shifts that they have given us at the start of this year
are meaningless,
exactly. The hours that we're working are not being filled with work. So
you feel lazy while at work.
Yeah. Well, and part of it, too, is that I've had management tell me, well, you should be cleaning up, you know, in those 2 hours because if there's nothing going on. And I said, yeah, that's great, except that, you know, sometimes I work with big, heavy parts in places that aren't exactly the best for maneuvering around in. And I made the point to my boss that, you know, I have actually slipped or tripped a little bit once or twice while cleaning. And I don't want to be the guy that somebody finds laying on the floor in the parts department in a pool of blood the following morning.
I don't want that either.
So I said, to be quite honest, boss man, I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of cleaning after pretty much everybody else in the building goes home at 5 because I'm not going to be the guy found dead in the back of the parts department.
Did you call him boss man?
Because I hit my head. No, I didn't, but I don't want to say his name.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Yes.
I don't
so,
want to do that.
So, what is the solution that occurred because of all this?
Well, the solution that occurred because of all this is that about a month ago, a former coworker called me and told me that the place he was currently employed at is looking for another experienced parts counter guy. And I said, oh, really? Because I happen to know that this place not only is looking for somebody, but they're also
5 minutes away.
5 minutes away from where we live. So after a week and a half of back and forth, trying to get in touch with the manager, trying to figure out schedules so I could go and see him, it didn't work out. So I ended up going over there anyway and grabbing an application. Filled that out, dropped it off, and had to wait another week or two before I was available to go and actually see the manager again.
And then after, on the Saturday that you worked...
And so the Monday after the Saturday I worked, I had a day off.
Because so, your manager is like, oops, he worked way too much last week, and
yeah, so,
I don't want any problems, so let's give him a day off.
Well, I was already scheduled for a day off because I do have to go in this coming Saturday again. But what happened is instead of taking the 2 half days like I normally do, he actually gave me 2 full days off instead. So I had this past Monday, and this is now Thursday.
Happy Valentine's Both days Day. Off.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day, because that's what it is today.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I finally, obviously, had the time to go and talk to the manager of the place that's down the street, basically.
And what happened?
And he told me that they wouldn't be able to pay me what I was asking for. But I finally was able to live up to my dream of taking a pay cut for the sake of simplicity. That's a reference to all the Reddit posts that I've read and commented on about people taking pay cuts for part-time jobs to have more freedom. Didn't necessarily go part-time, but I did take a pay cut.
Not a huge one.
But, yeah, the pay cut is still more than I made in the previous year. So, yes, it's a pay cut from my pay in 18. But it's actually halfway between the pay that I got in 17 and the pay I got in 18. So
with a better schedule, with less
with
of a workload.
Much better schedule.
And being close in location.
Yes, all of those things, which make up for the pay difference as far as I'm concerned.
So we're sorry. That's why it was delayed.
Yeah, because of shenanigans.
Yep. But it's all worked out for the best.
Yes. So that job starts on the 1st of March.
So hooray, we'll get more time together to record.
Well, not necessarily more time together to record, but I'll be less stressed, so it won't bother me as much to record.
But you will have more time.
And I'll have more time to edit and stuff.
That's true,
That
too.
I will have. And I'll be more at ease, so I'll be more ready to sit down and edit, as opposed to being so frustrated with the day that I don't want to do anything. But anyway.
To get into this Valentine's spirit.
Oh, look at that. See, it makes sense that we're recording on Valentine's Day, considering our primary topic.
Yes. Before we get into what we're going to talk about, as an opening.
But we're still talking about this.
Yeah, this is true. You're right. I asked social media, when is it the right time to tell someone that you're in love with them?
You should probably specify that right time included air quotes.
Yes.
Just so that people didn't think you just had some kind of a weird stutter.
When is it the right time? Okay.
So you said to declare your love.
To tell someone you're in love with them. And then I even put, and how did you know, with air quotes, you loved them? Or love, depending. We only got 4 responses.
Okay. That's better than we were getting for a long time. So, I'm not upset.
The first response you can do.
The first response is, now.
What do you think about that?
By Nicholas. I'm going to say that just, that's all I'm going to say is his name.
No, you can say that.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind anyway, but...
So, what do you think about that answer?
I think that's a perfect answer.
I agree.
That is a perfect answer.
It was simple, and it was to the point.
Now. When's the time to tell someone you're in love? Now.
Yeah, why wait?
Exactly. Grab right. Snickers. Tell them now.
Okay. We got a response from Mary, who said, when you've really gotten to know them and feel that God is calling you to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a good point.
Yes, it is. It is. Because I could have told you I loved you right off the bat, but you would have thought I was insane.
I probably would have.
So the next response was from Lily. As soon as you feel it, so you can know whether he feels the same or not, rather than know when to limit.
I don't know what that means, when to limit.
Rather know when to limit. As in, like, when you'd rather know to limit yourself and not... I read it wrong. But she's saying rather know to limit. As in, like, it's good to know to limit how much affection you develop for the other person if they don't reciprocate.
Okay, all right.
Which I agree with that, too. Because, yeah, you don't want to sit there and be with somebody and harbor all these feelings and think that somebody's developing reciprocation and they're like, oh,
that's true.
I actually just see you as a sister or a brother, because that would kind of suck.
But at the same time, sometimes you feel something when it's not really true.
And sometimes you don't when you should.
Yeah. That's a tough one. And the last response is from Brienne, who said, that's a hard one.
Funny. That is a hard one.
In love and love are very different. In love is an initial feeling. So she didn't really answer my question completely.
Well, she didn't answer your question. She's saying it's a tough one.
Yeah.
The point is, she's answering your question with a question. I think. But that's something we've always talked about between us, though, too, is that there's a big difference between infatuation and, like, actual love.
Right.
Because you think about people who, well, coincidentally, we were just joking around in the car, joking, quote-unquote, air quotes, about Rachel Weisz, right? And me saying she was, like, one of my first, like celebrity attractions or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so, that obviously, I was never in love with Rachel Weisz. I have no idea what she's like in person.
Right.
You know, like, it was just...
I think she's pretty. She has a nice accent, and that's why you were like, oh.
Exactly. So that's different. That's not romance. Right. You know, like, and that's not even like, well, I guess that it's like the whole agape versus eros thing.
Right.
Sort of.
But man, it was uncomfortable when you told me that when we went to see The Mummy.
Yeah.
I was like, great. He has a thing for her, and we're on a date.
Yeah, well, at least I was honest with you.
Yes, this is true.
So it's like, no, she's ugly. I never want to watch a movie with her again.
It's funny.
So, but I agree with Brienne. It's a very deep, difficult thing. Because again, going back to what I said about Lily's response, you know, you might even be feeling this like infatuation attraction to someone and they're just like, no,
Mm-hmm. No.
He's but making then, fun of me because I say no like a cat.
Yes, at least sometimes.
No.
Yeah. But that time it was staged, though. It wasn't natural.
That's the point. It's not the way it was.
It's not the same. But anyway, so the point, though, in the question turned out coincidentally that we're doing this on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But the primary topic we were going to discuss today, which I guess not really talking about a topic, it's more like the next part of the story.
Of our story.
Right. So you said you wanted to talk a little bit about when we declared our love for each other.
Yeah, but we need to do a little background here.
Oh, if I could do the taper winding noise, I would do that first.
I don't. That was a bad noise.
That really was. That sounded like something else, but I'm not sure. But it sounded like something I'm familiar with, and it's not the sound of a taper winding.
What sound is that?
It sounded more like the Tim Allen Home Improvement sound.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was not my intent.
Yeah, I know.
Before we started dating,
mm-hmm.
How long do you think it took for you to say I love you to people?
Before we started dating?
Yeah, before we started dating.
I don't know.
You told
me. It varied. It was probably a couple months at most.
You would tell me, no, you told me you never waited more than 2 weeks before you told me you loved me.
Really?
Yeah. You said that you would wait up to 2 weeks and nothing longer than that.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that, but all right.
Because after you told me you loved me, you said, I want to explain why it took me so long. And that's what you said.
Okay.
And we'll explain why it took you so long.
Sure.
But anyway, that's what you said that in the past.
I don't remember ever keeping track of how long it took me. Like, oh no, we're at 13 and a half days. I got to do it quick. I don't remember ever running into that, but I trust you that I said that.
And for me, I said to myself, I will never be the first person to say I love you. I want the man to be the first one to tell me.
So in other words, we both broke our rules.
No. Oh, yes. Yes, because you waited much longer than
that. You said it first, okay. And I waited much longer than 2 weeks.
Right. So as we establish for quick replay, we are now into our first 3 months together, which I'm saying in our story. He's looking at his watch like, what?
Like, wait a second. What happened to those last 15 years?
15? I missed something. Try 18.
Yeah, one of those. 3 years, 3 months, same thing. Anyway, 3 months in.
So I'm just saying, our relationship, we started dating in October.
Mm-hmm.
You believed that we were really, really together, and we were really, really together in January.
Mm-hmm.
So after a couple weeks, we've been together for a while, and I've been in love with you already for over a year, mm-hmm. or about a year,
mm-hmm.
that I'm like, you know what?
And so have I with you.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know what? Things are going really well. We have a good relationship going on. We're not having problems like we had in the past. I think it's time I say something, but maybe I should wait for him because that's my rule. But then we were in your bedroom wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Kind of. I know we used to do that. Like, I would, like, tickle you and we'd, like, wrestle a little bit.
Play wrestle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't wrestling or nothing. We weren't...
Wrestling?
We weren't getting, whatever you want to call it, jiggy with it.
No.
We were just playing around.
I was wearing my brother's cowboy jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I started stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to say. And I was like, la... That's what it was like. Like, going back to my mind, that's how I sounded. And okay. Then finally I was like, I love you. I said it. And I was like, why did I just say it? What a dummy. I said it. And you look at me and you say...
I know.
And I go, he just said, I know. He didn't say he loves me back. He said, I know. And I was like, oh my goodness. He's Han Solo. Great. I'm Princess Leia. Great. Just what I wanted to be just like a movie quote. for our first time saying I love you.
Could use a good kiss.
I don't know what you were thinking, and I don't know what I was thinking, because I was in a haze. I don't even remember the date that I said I love you.
I was thinking that I knew that you did, but I wasn't going to say it back yet.
Yeah, so then I was like, I think a couple days later, you would write me notes, and you'd be like, I'm not ready to say the words. And that's how you said it, the words.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to say something based off how I feel or may not feel, because too many times I wasted words on others, and I want it to be the right time. That's what you said. Does that sound like you?
Do you remember that? I don't remember exactly how I said it, but I know that that was why I didn't. Because I remember specifically, like, my thought process was, I don't want to say it again in the same way that I've said it in the past.
Right.
Like, I wanted to be more sure that it was more than the infatuation, I love you.
Right.
Because that's what it had been all the other times. You know, it was all just infatuation stuff. I mean, maybe not all the time, but pretty much every other time, that's, you know, it boiled down to that.
And I think that was the mature response that you did.
Mm-hmm.
While I had been dying to say it since even before we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really did love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just thinking,
and I
what?
Really did know, because that's why, like I said,
I know.
We've talked about it. I fell in love with you the moment I saw you, but...
Yeah, it's weird.
It's not weird. I knew what was going on. I knew what was going to happen.
But you delayed so long and even asked someone else out in between that time.
Yeah. Listen, just because I know what's happening doesn't mean I'm going to be patient.
Okay.
If I knew it was going to happen, it was going to happen some way. I just had to... Right. Whatever. Carry on until then.
I will say getting it off my chest was a good thing. So maybe it was not the best time to say it, but it had to be done, and it got done. And I was like, okay, now I'm a little sad, because what if he... I know he loves me, but why isn't he saying it? And that's what I kept feeling, like, I don't understand. Why can't he just say it? I know he feels for me the same way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, it's because I was trying to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be more sure. Because keep in mind, I had been in relationships that were more than a year.
Yeah.
So time wasn't the factor that decided for me whether it was genuine or not.
Right. So then we skip another couple of weeks, and there's another Super Bowl party that's going to come up. And remember... We actually met on January 27, 2000. This date for the Super Bowl was January 28, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, and I didn't know it at the time, I didn't think about it at the time, but it would have been your one-year anniversary with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
Because you asked her out the day after.
Mm-hmm.
But the Super Bowl party, okay, no, we met on the 27th, but the Super Bowl party...
was the 29th.
29th, but this one was the 28th. Or was it
the
30th?
No, it would have been the 30th.
27th
was a Thursday, so yes, the 30th.
So then,
but the anyway, Super the Bowl, number doesn't even...
But this Super Bowl party was on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was, like, getting a little sad and dramatic.
Because I still didn't say it back.
And then I was like, I don't understand why... Like, I really didn't understand at that point. It's like...
Because you didn't want to hear my explanation.
Yeah.
Even if you knew it was the mature response, you weren't satisfied with that.
Right. So, while we're at the Super Bowl party, I get a little somber and dramatic and run out.
Mm-hmm.
Barefoot?
No, not barefoot.
No?
There was snow on the ground outside.
I know, it was.
No, you were not barefoot.
You sure?
Yes.
How come I remember walking out barefoot?
You were not barefoot.
Okay.
Because we were out there for a while.
Okay.
You were not barefoot.
Gotcha. Yeah. But you chased after me.
Mm-hmm.
And then say your side.
Say my half.
Yeah, say exactly your half. I spoke my part.
Anyway, she runs out with shoes on and her coat. Like, she grabbed her coat and everything. She was at, Yes, you were. We were out there and you weren't like...
I just know I was upset, so I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. So we went outside and we were just out there talking. And I remember that we did even talk more about the fact that I said I didn't want to say it because I wanted it to be different. But you were all like, but you just said, I know that you, what are you, some kind of a cool guy? You don't like declare your love? And
is that how I sound?
Yeah, probably. At that time, that's probably kind of what you sounded like. But anyway, so we were out there talking and, you know, like it just got to a point where like the conversation kind of died down. And so I just started kind of like looking around because we were outside and it was late. And it was pretty dark out. I don't remember there being...
It was a clear sky.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I know it was a clear sky. And I'll tell you why I know it was a clear sky in a moment. But it was interesting because I just... Usually there were a lot of lights around the building where we were. So it was weird that that particular night, the whole area around it wasn't all lit up and you could actually see the sky, which was weird. It's another point I never even really thought about before. That was something else leading up to this. So anyway, as I'm looking around, I'm just always like, I'm looking at the sky because that's kind of like what I always do when I'm outside and it's a clear night. I'm always looking up at the sky because there's that part of me that always wanted to be an astronaut. But anyway, that's a separate note, separate story. We won't get into that today.
My space boy.
And so I just remember sitting there and the fact that it was a youth group, well, I mean, whatever, it was a youth group Super Bowl party. That doesn't explain why I was praying, but the point is when we're out there and I'm looking at the sky, I was like, all right, you know, she's kind of pissed off at me right now, you know, and I need to do something to calm her down because this is going to be a really bad party if she's just in a bad mood the whole time.
Wow, did you really think that?
No, that's not at all how I prayed. I'm joking.
Oh my goodness.
But so I said, you know, like, she's already declared her love and, you know, I've said I wanted to wait until, like, I knew that it was different and that, you know, this was more real, you know, so, like... I don't know. And then, like, as I'm thinking this, somebody, like, comes and, like, pokes their head out of the building and, like, goes to scream at somebody, like, in the parking lot, tell her! And we were like...
They said it, like, twice. Yeah. Tell her! Tell her!
Yeah, it was something
and
like
we looked
that.
Around and we're like, what?
Yeah, and,
it
like,
really
we didn't
weird.
Even... And, like, I know that it's not that they followed us.
No,
because it wasn't somebody we knew.
Yeah, I don't know who those people were. It was a big youth group.
Yeah. And I don't even remember seeing anybody else outside.
Well, I think one of them ran out and then there was someone.
Oh, okay. I was just too distracted looking at the sky. So that was kind of weird. I was like, okay. But then I kept praying. I'm like, so yeah, so if you really want me to do this, you know, like, like completely ignoring, like, like somebody with a sign, like telling me to say something. So I kept praying and I'm like, well, how about this? Shooting star. And,
oh
like,
goodness.
As I thought it, a shooting star, like, goes across. I'm like, oh, okay.
But you ignored that, too.
No.
Because then you didn't you pray for another one?
No.
Oh, I thought you prayed for two shooting stars.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that, no.
Oh, okay. Then I got that wrong. Go ahead.
So I was like, okay, well, I guess that's kind of that. Like, it's time, I guess, right? You know, like, it's not like I'm making it sound like I was upset about that, but I wasn't at all. The point is just that I guess it was kind of like a child asking their father for, like, his blessing. That's kind of, like, was my mindset at this particular point.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, you also didn't want us to break up again or anything like that, and you wanted
no,
us
well,
to
well, like
be
I said, at this
forever.
Point... Yeah, at this point, I was, like, dedicated, and it was just a matter, though, again, of making sure that I wasn't just... being flippant about it this time. And so after the shooting star and I sat there and I thought about it for a couple of seconds, I just said, I love you too.
And I said, I know.
So I finally returned it instead of just saying, I love you, because I thought that would be more cute than just saying, I love you. But you saying, I know was a nice response too, though, because that's what happens to Leia and Han.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
But that's, I mean...
And we've been in love ever since.
Yeah.
And it was good to get that out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it made everything easier, honestly.
Well, yeah, because it was finally that next step.
Yeah.
Again, not that we didn't have those feelings already, but it's just the fact that we finally expressed them to each other, like, openly. You know, and I mean, this was, again, even after the whole thing with flipping your clotta around. So it's not like we were... denying that we felt the way we did.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of trying to be sincere in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't trying to just be a teenager in love. You know, I wanted to actually
Well, we definitely were that.
Be a man and love. Just wait. No. But it's just the fact that, again, you know, you think about how many people have, like, these high school romances, and they don't last more than, like, 3 months, four months. Yeah.
But I love him.
Yeah, you know, the kind of cliche thing you always see about the dad telling the daughter she can't see him anymore, and... But you don't know, I'm in love.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I just didn't want to be that kind of thing. Like, I wanted to know I was more sincere about it than just that. So...
I think it was good, because, like I said, it was basically a year of us meeting
mm-hmm.
and a day.
Right.
To have it around that time to be like, okay, we've established quite a relationship over the time of this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
That now this is, like, the next beginning, you know?
Right.
Like, a new beginning.
It now was the we're next starting our plateau.
Our chapter of
in
love.
In a sense. Yeah. Well, no, definitely, because as we mentioned in the other episodes, we developed... a relationship in the sense of, like, a friendship
mm-hmm.
that wasn't just a, you know, like, an infatuation or, like, a physical attraction, but, you know, actually, like, being.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So I think to answer the question about how soon might be too soon or how long you should wait, I really think that you need to ask yourself a few questions to say, like, well, what do I really mean by saying that I love someone? It's just
mm-hmm.
like you want to feel warm and happy because that's not love.
Mm-hmm.
And is it like, am I dedicated and committed to this person where I'm going to care about their feelings and their heart and be there to like cheer them on in life and encourage them
mm-hmm.
and to show them that I'm not going to give up on them and be there for them? Because that's like really what it came to for me to be like, I'm ready for this.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's a combination of all the responses you got on social media.
Mm.
Because Brienne said you have to study what kind of love you're talking about. You know, Lily said that you need to get it out there. If you're, you know, if you're not sure what the response is going to be, you want to get your side of it out there and see if you're wasting your time or not.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary... said, you remind me what she said
about God.
Oh, just yeah, to pray that it's the right time and that everything is genuine, right?
Pretty much.
And then, like Nick, I'm not sure which one he would prefer at this point. Sorry. Said now, because you know when you know that it's right, when you've examined what kind of love it is, and you know it's real, and you know you're ready. Now is the time.
Yeah.
What better place than here? What better time than now?
Mm-hmm.
Rage Against the Machine.
So that concludes that story. And until the next story, which
I mean,
will be a while to
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot in the next phase. I mean, like, we declared our love.
And then it was just, we
become... Then there's, like, eventually we get engaged.
Better. Yeah, but we become a better couple after that.
Yeah.
No more...
shenanigans.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it'll probably be a while before we get onto that because yeah. I don't think there's really too much to talk yeah, about
the,
with that
the
part.
The engagement will be the next step that we talk about, I think.
Mm. Which is kind of uneventful, but...
Engagements, yeah. But you know what? I like it now.
Okay. I'm fine with it, but I just think that the really like, whoa, that's really neat, parts of the story are all of what we've told already.
Yeah.
You know, because like the whole, just everything leading up to this point and including this point, that's all the like, wow, that's really cute. The rest of it's kind of just a typical like,
here we are.
We got together. We were dedicated. Yeah. I mean, you know, so
we talked all the time, hung out all the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I understand that our relationship is different than a lot of people's anyway. So there may be people that want to hear it just to hear what it was like for us as time went on, because obviously we just said we've been together for 18 years. So, and we're definitely still very happily married, mm-hmm. very happily
in
a relationship.
I'm in that infatuation stage still.
Yeah, I know, but it's got other stuff going on too.
Oh, okay. Are you still infatuated with me?
Yeah, I don't think I have to tell you that. So, but my point is just that, you know, I do know people that have been together for a long time. And
yeah,
it's not real, or they're not honest, or they just don't communicate, or whatever the issue is. You know, we know people that have been together a lot longer than us. you know, without naming names or making any points too obvious, you have family members. I'm not going to name anybody because I don't want to do that. Trying to avoid names as much as I can now. I tend to sometimes just use names.
Using it as an example. There are several examples, but there's one that...
One in particular that comes to my mind, that they were married for 25 years together. I don't know how long before then. And one day he's like, by the way, it was all kind of a lie.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... So that's just evidence that, you know, it's not... Again, like I said, for me, telling you I loved you, or I love you too, wasn't about how long we were together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was about... the depth and the legitimacy of it, as opposed to just carrying on and assuming this had to be the next stage.
And what's interesting is I've heard stories where people waited forever before they got married or whatever, and, you know, they have good marriages. And then you have some where they waited that long and they're not together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know of a couple, actually, who got married the weekend they met.
Mm-hmm.
They met, they said... I'm crazy about you. I don't want to lose you. Let's get married, like, mm-hmm. now. And they go and do it, and they're still together for, yeah. like, 30 years.
Well, it can happen.
Yeah, so those things can happen. So if you have suddenly, like, you
Listen,
hear someone...
I'm telling you, I fell in love with you the moment I saw you. And here we are. So... I trust it can happen.
Okay. All right, I'll trust you.
So, yeah, that's that. This one, fortunately, we were able to keep shorter for you. Fortunately for me, we were able to keep it shorter because that means that I don't have to work quite as hard with the editing.
I mean, I could edit it too if you need help.
Oh, look, this lady knows how to edit now because she does her own podcast.
Yes.
So she's learning.
Speaking of which, if you want to listen to my podcast, it's romcommovienightin.net,
mm-hmm.
where I do romantic comedy movie reviews that are only like 5 minutes long, 10 minutes long, mm-hmm. 3 minutes long.
Yes, they're all pretty short. I don't listen to any of them, nope. No offense. But that's
okay.
Because I hear the complete rundown of the movie. I basically hear the episode in a much longer format anyway. So
before I break it down for everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's okay, because he does the same things to me all the time with movies and books or whatever.
I do.
Yeah.
When I watch movies or read books, which hasn't happened as much lately, but fortunately with the new job, I should be able to get back into doing more reading and everything and just practicing the art a little more.
And then he could tell me about the book he read in 3 hours like he does.
Well, if it's a long enough book for that. Anyway, again, we are Simply Us. I'm Rob.
I'm Victoria.
And we're going.
What about, where do they find us?
Right here. They're listening to us.
Oh.
Simply-us.net. Bye.
Bye.
I don't even know if I said that clearly. All right. Simply-us.net. You can listen to all of the episodes, which I think you can now in the Play Store and
Apple Podcasts.
Because we fixed the whole thing where it was only showing the last 10.
That was forever ago now, though. You already told them that.
Okay.
But go out there and love.
Yeah, now.
Why are you still here? Go do it.
What's that? I wish I could remember the whole line from Ferris Bueller. I would totally put this in here now. What are you doing? Go. Yeah. Go. Okay, anyway, goodbye.